Welcome to the UAC podcast. UAC was founded to create a place where the most successful chiropractors from different backgrounds and from around the world could come together to mastermind and create lasting friendships.
Our profession is unique, and surrounding yourself with a genius inside of UAC is a formula to grow personally and professionally into the life you have always known you are capable of achieving. Welcome to Chiropractic's Brain Trust.
Welcome to UAC Hot Seat. We have Cliff today. Cliff, how's it going? We're excited to have you on today. Why don't you just start off telling us where you practice and a little bit about your practice?
I'm not in practice anymore. I manage several. So I'm in North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. My practices are now currently in North Carolina and Indiana.
Okay. And
I just sold one in Nevada this year. So that was my second one I sold in Nevada.
Great. That's awesome.
I did not know you lived in North Carolina. So you and Steph, like, are you guys close together?
North of,
North Carolina really has so much to offer. Love it. So you moved from Vegas, right, Cliff, like a couple years ago?
From Reno, and I moved in 2016.
Awesome. What prompted that move? And, how have your practices shifted since then?
So what prompted the move was I met a girl. And so in 2013, 2014, I went through a divorce. I had two practices. They're doing great in Northern Nevada. So they were in Reno. And then I got in a car accident, tore my rotator cuff, tore the labrum in my shoulder, herniated two discs in my neck, and didn't know if I was going to be able to practice. And it caused me to just relook at my life. And I was like, man, I love my work. I love my kids. And I was happy in my relationship, but not like, oh man, I'm with my best friend, my best partner. And, you know, and she was an amazing woman, but just not my best life for that space. So that was really challenging because my mom was married four times. I was like, I was just going to get married one time. And so I said, well, I need to get out of this, and got out of that, met a girl. She lived in North Carolina, and I'm like, oh, you know, I built up the practices and, you know, 13 years. And I'm like, oh, it'll be easy to redo that. So I'm like, I'll just move to North Carolina and just redo that, which was probably the biggest stumble and fumble that I had. So
what happened? Tell us about it.
What's that?
I said, what happened? Tell us about it.
I think you spend 13 years building a great team and you're just like, oh, I'll just go do that same thing over there. But it was the 13 years of building that team. Like, there's team members who are still with that office over 20 years that, you know, were doing great. And so when I got here, it was like, oh, somebody will train you how to do that. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not somebody. I don't know how to do that. I haven't done that in 15 years. And so that was my jam up.
That is such an interesting point because, you know, we just launched a new side of our practice, and same thing, you know, you know you're successful, right? We're entrepreneurs, we love to start things, but if it's been some period of time, you underestimate, right, the energy, but also the people, the type of people that you have, the person that you need to attract to start that business is different than what you started with before, and so you can't really follow that same model, right?
Yeah.
So that's great. So you have five practices now, a couple in Nevada and some in North Carolina, Indiana, right? Total.
Yeah. So I don't have any more in North Carolina or in Nevada. I sold those. So both of those are sold. I still own the real estate and property there. And then I have, we have four practices in North Carolina, one in Indiana, and we're getting ready to move forward with another practice in Indiana.
Awesome. Did you sell your practices to the doctor in the office, or did you sell to private equity?
Yep. So both offices got sold to the clinical directors. One was a partner for about 10 or 6 years, a doctor in there for about 15. He owned a percentage of it before he bought the whole thing. So it was a great relationship the whole time. And I think that was one of the other big gaps. Like, I had really found in, we had just read Rocket Fuel as we were exiting, but we spent the first 10 years not understanding our relationship and how to maximize that. So Rocket Fuel was a really big deal for us as far as developing our relationship, but we had had that innately, but not intentionally.
That's awesome. So with the practices, like, what has made you guys go and expand into Indiana?
So there was a really good opportunity where a doctor didn't want to run the practice anymore, but the doctor that was in there was really great. And so, and I'd worked with him for a lot of years. And so, and that's Mac and Molly. And we bought that practice 2 years ago, and we're working on, been working on that. And it's just done really good. And so Mac and Molly were the reason that we bought the practice. And then, so yeah, so that's why we went that direction. I don't think I was very thoughtful in it. I think where I'm seeing now is I'm being more thoughtful in my decisions, where before I think I was very like, oh yeah, that's a great opportunity. We'll just do that, figure out how to make it work.
The three things I consistently hear from chiropractors is that I need a way to address issues I'm currently unable to address for patients, I need faster, longer-lasting results for patients, and more importantly, I need a way for another part of my practice to earn as much money or more money than my hands earn without me involved. Those are the three problems that Aspen Laser and Theralight solve better than any other modalities or lasers on the market. We fully understand that the best way to experience the true benefits and results of a laser is to see, touch, and use it in your own clinic on your own patients. Our offer is for you to line up 10 to 15 of your worst case scenario patients with problems that you currently aren't able to fully address or fix, and let us treat all of those issues in one day. Our pledge is that we'll get 90% of your patients virtually pain-free and to full mobility within 10 minutes of their very first visit. If you aren't significantly impressed with the results, and if we don't significantly outperform the laser you're currently using, I'll give you $500 for wasting your day. To call and schedule your no-risk complimentary demo day, call or text Mark Murdoch at 214-641-1827.
Yeah. Well, so what's making you have another practice out there?
So Mac and I are actually partnering up on doing this practice. So we have a great relationship, and we've ran through all the numbers, and it just feels like the right thing to do and the right level of commitment, where before I don't know that I was looking at the level of commitment.
Are you guys looking to scoop up practices as you, you know, expand that are, you know, docs in there struggling, wants to more of a caregiver model, needs that structure, or are you guys starting from scratch?
No, I don't think I would ever start from scratch ever again in my life.
Right.
So yeah, you know, so no, we're looking to get practices like within regions of where we're at.
Okay, great. So you're really a great person in the group to go to if you are looking at scaling multiple locations, somebody who's learned from scar tissue on, you know, moving states and operating out of different states. So other than your clinics, I know I really want to talk to you about your Dream Leader Institute, your coaching company, right? Because yeah. I know that this, in conversations with you, this is really something that's going to turn the key for you here in this conversation. And it just, because it lights you up. You know, I think anyone who has a conversation with you about this, you and I share this, right? This is, yep, we have a lot in common, and this really hits our why and our sweet spot and our wheelhouse. So let's get into that. Tell us about it. What was the genesis, and what is the mission of Dream Leaders Institute?
So Dream Leader Institute, it's, the mission is to raise the consciousness of the planet. And so it was really great for me because it really allowed me to have an expression, because I don't think, I thought there was a bigger purpose than chiropractic. And then my wife introduced like us being a more conscious planet. And so the great thing about DLI is it really helps raise the consciousness of a planet and by one team at a time. And so we have this thing called Dream Team Program, which we go in, and it basically, it's a help build your culture with you and for you. And we have basically six different cycles, and we just do a monthly meetup or twice a month for 45 minutes, go over culture, help understand the team. One of the things that we found is, you know, the only way for a business to reach its potential is if the people inside of the business reach their potential. And so I think I did that accidentally for a long time, and now we're doing it more intentionally.
So what does it look like? What do you do with people?
So we go through, and we have a 45 minute talk with the owner, the doctor, or, you know, we work with different businesses kind of all over the spectrum, from chiropractic offices to bigger businesses, $100 million or more, to the Pentagon, to like Chick-fil-A. So we've done a lot of different things. So we've tested it across the board. And then we do a twice a month, we meet up, and we have basically six different talk tracks every month. And so the first one's Genshai, which I don't know if you guys have ever heard that word. So
tell us about it for people listening.
Yeah. So Genshai is basically that's the number one core value of DLI. So it's never to talk to, treat, or touch another human being in a manner or way that would make them feel small, including themselves. And so that's our operating principle.
Love that. So would you say, just to summarize, basically you guys help to outsource that engagement, that team culture piece. So is your, do you have a target for businesses, like in terms of size, or does it really, it's a one size fits all for small, medium, large orgs?
So our main target for that is obviously, or not obviously, is small, like 10 million and under. And then we have a different program for 10 million to 100 million. And then 100 million is, they're usually bringing that on site. So they're doing it themselves. So we have a couple different programs. And it's just like, what are people looking for? What are the, you know, what are their challenges? Because I think that's one of the things, I think we bring on people, but we don't know how to help them lead their dreams. And I think one of the things that has been a great process for me is when I had my own office is, and I was in the office, I was kind of the dream leader inside of the office. And there's just a different way that you can communicate and connect, and being able to come out of it and then give it from a different perspective. It's heard from the team members in a different way. And it's also received in a different way. And I think it can be taken a different direction.
UAC members rely on innovative and rock solid practice solutions, especially when it comes to EHRs, practice management, and billing. This is why UAC recommends and stands behind Genesis Chiropractic Software. Genesis is a best-in-class, all-in-one chiropractic practice management system that has you covered from patient scheduling to documentation and all the way through billing. Genesis uses the power of AI to find work in the system and automatically assign that work to the right person, preventing tasks from falling through the cracks. Thousands of high-volume practices rely on Genesis every day to successfully grow and maintain their practices. Additionally, they integrate with most of your favorite marketing, scheduling, and payment solutions. Schedule a demo of Genesis today by visiting www.genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Be sure to mention UAC.
So where did this start? Like, where did this come from? I think from a UAC perspective, like, where did that, like, how did you even get that idea down and running?
So it was actually one of my, I was learning and I went to this program called Dream Manager. And yeah, the program, yeah, it's a great book. Yeah. And so my partner was the head coach or one of the coaches for Dream Manager. And there was things that went a different direction. And so he started this, and then we started to connect around this. And then we built it from that. And we've just, I think we find more and more where team members, they'll stick around for that 1 to 3 years, but then they'll leave. And so how do we have people make it a career?
So would you say it's fair to say, you know, with basically like the style of leadership, everything's moving towards transformational leadership, right? It's one-on-one. Mm-hmm. It's customized, individualized approaches. It's helping people be more of who they are, right? But so that's super awesome in theory, but to do that on a day-to-day basis, it's very time-consuming, especially with everything else that a CEO has to do and is in charge of. So do you guys, basically the purpose, is it fair to say that you're bringing some of these transformational leadership methods and exercises to a company so that they can outsource that and have that be done for them?
Yeah, exactly. So we outsource it, but then we also bring it back. So we have different programs. Like we have created a team card, which is a front and back, which tells you, because just like you said, it's great to have the conversations about like following people and doing those things. It's a different thing to actually make it hit the ground. And that's where I've struggled, because when you're in a practice physically, it's definitely easier to lead. You have way different attention on it versus when you're running a practice from afar, like it's without the data, like it's near impossible. And so like we've taken like the TRP, like Dr. Franson's scorecards, we've added some things. So we put like, what are their dreams and purposes? So then we're able to check in on that every week. And so that's how we make it easier. So it's just five things. What are your dreams? What are your hopes? In that space. So that's been what we've done. And then we go through and we just have exercises twice a month. We'll usually do 1 to 2 exercises, and it just helps you get to know your team better. Because I think that's where, like, we talk about the numbers and the data, and that's great. But then how do we, you know, what's important to them? Because scorecards, until we added like what's their professional things, it was all about the business, not necessarily what about the person. So the scorecard is about the business. But if we put that one line in there that says, hey, this is about you, how is this business helping support your life?
I love that. That's awesome. Well, Cliff, what's next? What are you looking forward to? And what's 2024 got for you? And then the future?
Honestly, we just did one of the quarterly meetings for that business, and it was just to go to Mile Deep. Like, I think we've gotten really wide. Like, we had all these offerings. Like, we have so much material, and we just said, you know, our one focus this year is Dream Team program with DLI, and so that's what we're basically taking in that space. And so it's actually, I think, more simplification. I think I've gone really wide, and I think this year is probably my go deep.
That's awesome. Does your wife work with you at all?
My wife is the CEO of our family, and we are super clear that we are not hardwired to work together, which is very challenging for me because I'm like, I don't know, I struggle. But she is like, I don't know, it's been awesome because she's definitely the glue that holds our family together. And like, I think this year, I'm like, our last child's leaving. They're going on a gap year to Europe for a year. And so between the two of us, we had four kids. And so that's the life we've known. But this year, like, I'm super excited. Like, she's going to a trip to San Diego, and then she's going to Colombia for like 10 days for like a spiritual retreat with a bunch of women. And so it's really like, I don't know. So she's the fun and play, and I'm the work.
That's so cool. You guys are about to be in the life after kids community here. I love it. So I love this question because, you know, the purpose of this podcast is to help people get to know you, right? And not just on a professional level, but also on a personal level. So this question I think is so valuable. What drains you right now? What's draining you right now?
What strains me?
Draining you right now.
Draining. All right. What's draining me? So I think the biggest thing is like that I'm finding is not having the right who's in place, because when I had my offices, I had all the right who's in place. And then going to this next iteration, I didn't have the right who's, and I didn't even know I didn't even know the questions. So for me, I think what drains me is doing jobs that are outside of my lane.
The who's, not the how. Love it.
Yeah.
That's great. Because this is, you know, again, this helps connect us. So if somebody's listening and they have a handle on the who side of things or has some perspective, they can share that with Cliff. So Steph.
Yeah, I love it. So awesome. Well, let's see. You've brought your kids to UAC. Tell us a little bit about how UAC has impacted your family life and things in that matter.
That's a great question. It's really interesting because I'm going to life. Our middle daughter wants to go into chiropractic. And so that's been awesome. So I think the way it's impacted us is it's really helped take our work life into our home life in a healthy way. Versus an unhealthy, like my first two kids, he's in the Navy. And then my oldest daughter, she's actually in school to be a medical doctor. So proud as a dad, disappointed as a chiropractor. and then our middle one wants to be a chiropractor, and our youngest is going on a gap year. And so I feel like, you know, just the iteration of how I've grown, because my daughter and my son, they saw me working. Like, I remember goals of getting home before 8:00 PM. And I'm like, what time was I getting home if 8:00 was my goal? And so I know I worked a lot in that space, where my other two kids, like my bonus kids, they've really seen like the iteration of what chiropractic lifestyle can provide, where I think my first two kids didn't really see that because I was so focused on just working and building a practice. And so, so I think it's impacted our family, where it's just giving us stability. It's given Jory and I, like, we love going out there. The friends we've made, the relationships we've made, Joe Clarino is one of my best friends. Joe Esposito, like, through Align Life, Dr. Franson, Lynn, Mark, you guys, like, we met at Franson's house for the first time. And Steph, I think we met at the TRP and then saw each other at UAC after that. So just really it's brought probably, I think it's probably impacted my wife and I's relationship more than it has with our kids, but I think then our kids see what we're becoming in that space.
Yeah, I love it. And she's got a quiet strength. I mean, I think Jory is somebody who you should not underestimate, right? She'll sit there and, but the times I've spoken with her, she has so much to say and so much to offer. And so it's been fun to get to know her. So let's finish with just a question to take us out with your future. Steph already asked what, you know, is on the docket for you for 2024, but, what's some big risks you're wanting to take this year? What's some things, some unfinished business that you want to tackle?
So my three goals for this year is to make my relationship with my wife a 10 out of 10. Cause I think I put work before. So that's my number one. My health is number two. And then we want to add, like, honestly, I think it's probably less risk and more about stability this year. I feel like my whole life has been risk. And I think I've created a lot of undue stress and a lot of undue work. And so we're wanting to add this sixth practice. We want to, you know, over the organization, we grew 30% last year. So we have our baseline growth of 29%. And we feel really great in that. And we're just really getting the right who's. We spent all last year building the right team. So now it's actually just really going back to that mile deep. Like, I'm not trying to go wide for a bit. I just want to go a mile deep this year.
I said, thank you so much for joining us today, Cliff. Like, you did awesome. It was awesome getting to know you better today. And thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sorry.